The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." Then Levi, leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. In praying with this gospel yesterday, something struck me that I had never realized before. We only hear the direct call of Levi, who is Matthew, and the two sets of brothers, James and John, Simon and Andrew. We don't hear the call of Philip, or the call of Nathanael, or any of the other apostles. And yet there's something further that struck me. That is, with the exception of Thomas and Judas Iscariot, we also do not hear of the weaknesses of the other apostles. We don't know that Judas Thaddeus was a faulty man. We don't hear that of James the Less. And yet we know it specifically of these five. Simon Peter says above all of them, and actually it's interesting, the one who is shown to be, in a sense, the weakest is put in charge of all the rest. Simon Peter himself says, "Lord, depart from me. I am a sinful man." John and James, in their anger, in their self-righteousness, they want to call down fire from heaven to consume those who reject our Lord. Andrew is the one who brings the little boy with the five loaves and two fish. And he doesn't have the confidence, the trust in our Lord's power. He says, "But what are these for so many?" We are allowed to see that those five, chosen in a particular way, were all in need of a physician. That every single one of them required healing. Something has struck me in recent years in reading the lives of the saints. And that is the number of times our Lord said to them, to these holy men and women, "I chose you because you are the weakest, because you are the least of all." And so everyone will know that all that is being accomplished is me working through you. He said it to St. Margaret Mary, to Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, to St. Faustina, and so many others. You can think of the words of St. Therese of Lisieux when she said, "If our Lord could find somebody weaker than I am, he would do far greater things." It is necessary in the spiritual life. It is a prerequisite for holiness to be shown the degree of our need for a physician. In some sense, the more fully we know that, probably the greater heights of holiness our Lord is calling us to. We have to know how much we need Him, or we will never allow Him fully into our souls. And yet there's one last thing that ought to be said. One final truth that we know about these five apostles. It says of them alone, they left everything to follow Him. What is the one thing that prevents seeing our faults, our weaknesses, our sins from leading us to despair. It's only if we are continually willing to surrender all, and especially those things which we are least proud of, to the divine physician, to say over and over again, Lord, I hold nothing back from you. All that I have and all that I am is yours. He would not show us our weakness unless he was going to come to heal us.